Psalms, chapter 69. For the chief musician, set to Shoshanim. A psalm of David, save me, O God. For the waters have come into my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying, my throat is dried. My eyes fail while I wait for my God, those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who would cut me off, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. That which I did not take away I have to restore. O God, you know my foolishness. And my sins are not hid from you. Don't let those who wait for you be put to shame through me, O sovereign Yahweh of hosts. Don't let those who seek you be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel, because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers. And an alien to my mother's sons. For the zeal of your house has eaten me up. And the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept, and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate talk of me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Yahweh, in an acceptable time. O God, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and don't let me sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Don't let the floodwater overwhelm me. Neither let the deep swallow me up. And don't let the pit shut its mouth on me. Answer me, O Yahweh, for your loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of your tender mercies turn to me. And don't hide your face from your slave. For I am in distress, answer me speedily. Draw near to my soul, and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my food. And in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare. And for the secure ones, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, so that they can't see. And make their loins continually to shake, pour out your indignation on them. And let the fierceness of your anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate. Let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have struck. And they tell of the sorrow of those whom you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity. And don't let them come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life. And not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it will please Yahweh better than an ox, or a bull that has horns and hoofs. The meek have seen it, and are glad. You who seek after God, let your heart live, for Yahweh hears the needy, and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion, and build the cities of Judah. And they will remain there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his slaves will inherit it. And those who love his name will stay there.